We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickens and Pete's. We're live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Chickens and Pete's now hiring all locations, full and part-time. Click chickensandpete's.com/careers. The Brandon Graham Show's coming up at 6 o'clock. Brandon's going to be here. That's what I've been told. Ruptured his Achilles. It's a pretty bad injury, but he's going to be here, we're told. So stay tuned for him coming up at 6 o'clock. Obviously, seeing him laying on the ground and then realizing when guys get carted off, they're limping as bad as they're limping. It's like that's trouble. So, surprise.
I mean, all you had to do was see the replay. Yeah. Nobody touched him.
Yeah.
Anytime that happens, you pretty much know.
It's a blown ACL or a ruptured Achilles. That's what it is. He'll be out for the season, but he still will join us coming up at 6 o'clock. Zach Ertz has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. I agree. So a full week before the Dallas game, this could mean two things. A, he tested positive if he's vaccinated. B, he tested positive or he was near a close contact if he's not vaccinated. So he could be positive. But if he's on the reserve COVID list and he's not vaccinated and he was near somebody and he's deemed a close contact, he's out for a minimum 5 days.
Right.
So we don't know because I haven't seen any other information. I was trying to see something during the break if any of the beats had it. But he's on the COVID list. So that could mean that it doesn't affect his status for Monday. It could mean that he ends up being out for Monday.
Yeah.
We'll
find out. Coming up here. At some point later this week, we'll find out. And I guess I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. It's probably going to happen. A time or two with just about every team. I don't think there one team maybe that's fully vaccinated?
Falcons.
I think it was the Falcons.
And the Bucks, right?
And the Bucks are now, they were the second to become 100% vaccinated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So even if you're vaccinated,
you can still catch it. Yep.
You can easily still test positive. So that's what we're finding out about.
And transmit it to somebody.
Yeah, and give it to teammates or whatever. So, we'll update if there's anything else that comes out like that. But that's not a good way to start the week. Brandon Brooks, by the way, it's a pec injury. He strained it. He could go on IR. It's not a season ender.
Yeah.
So you're looking at minimum a couple weeks.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Obviously, we're praying for a speedy recovery for Brandon Brooks to get back out there. But, it's been different injuries every year. It's been a different injury the last couple of years. And even if this is an injury that only causes him to miss 4 to 6 weeks, okay, you got to go through the whole getting back in football shape, getting strong again, because I would imagine a pec injury doesn't allow you to lift weights and all this other stuff. So you got to do that to get back in the football shape, let alone get back to being the level and caliber of player that you were prior to the injury.
Yeah.
So these are things that can affect the offensive line, particularly his performance, guys having to compensate, right? Because you know you got a banged up teammate there like that. That's what happens. And it starts to affect other guys.
Now Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson may have a rookie that's playing between them in his second career game at his first career start.
Coming off an ACL tear.
Yeah, coming off an ACL tear. And I don't know if he played well or didn't play well or was somewhere in between.
They probably gave him help.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't play he didn't play noticeably bad. So
we're going to find out how good that draft pick is right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it might end up being a good draft pick after all. We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to find out about it.
We're going to find out Monday night.
We're going to find out.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. We have Jay. Jay's in Philly. What's up, Jay? Yo, Jay.
So.
Yo, Jay. You're on the air, buddy.
What's up, Johnny Marks?
What's up, Jay?
What's up?
What's up, Jay?
No, I was just watching the game, a little upset, you know, that we lost. But what I'm trying to pick out, because I was watching, like, the highlights and all that stuff. And when they was throwing, like, first half, first quarter, through the long ball to Smith. Mm-hmm. And I seen, like, one of the defenders was grabbing on his jersey. But we didn't get a PI on that. Mm-hmm. But then when they threw the long ball, we caught, like, at least two or three PIs on that, on the defensive side.
Yeah, the and Jay, thanks. I know that the people have been complaining the referees weren't bad. I didn't see they were bad. I mean,
the referees suck.
Yeah, I mean,
every week.
Do, yeah,
I'm watching this every game. Like, yeah. I mean, we won't tell you they miss calls. It happens.
Yeah.
There's so many stupid rules being placed in the game. Some of the stuff doesn't even make sense. Like, seriously, these taunting penalties. Are you kidding me? You throw these taunting penalties at the most critical times of the game. Because a guy, in a moment's notice, forgets where he's at, and he's just celebrating, right? He's just reacting naturally. You got to give these guys the benefit of the doubt to turn away from their opponent. This ain't freaking Little League.
So to your point,
it's the NFL.
Are you talking about the Seattle game where it was inside the five,
and
he got up and he kind of just like flexed, but it wasn't over the top.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe they threw a penalty because that extended the drive. That was third down.
Yep.
Yeah, it was third
down. You can't add that type of stuff.
Like,
man. So,
like, I think everybody realizes what taunting
is. Yeah, we know what taunting looks like.
Lamar Jackson doing a flip into the end zone. Like, if you want to call that some type of penalty because you're doing flips into the end zone, mm-hmm. like, I mean.
I wouldn't even do that.
Like, I wouldn't
like,
do that.
Like, what are we doing? We're trying to go back. How do we go from the Eagles coming up with dance routines that we would find at a club on a Friday night for a full year? Remember where everybody's coming up with dance routines? How do we go from that to the no fun league?
It's an overreaction. What was the play in the Super Bowl?
The
Tyree Matthews play.
Yeah.
And that was taunting, right?
Yeah.
And that should have been – I mean, that was far worse than anything I've seen called this year.
Yeah, and Brady got involved in that a little bit.
It's like,
and it's okay. Whatever, the street fight is about to break out or something. What are we doing?
You don't need to overreact to where you're – you're giving – I mean, you're literally the Seahawks held him on third down, and they got 15 yards.
Because he celebrated because he knocked the ball down.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, because these owners somehow came up with nobody wants to see players being taunted. Shut up. Nobody said anything about players being taunted.
This has never been a problem. It just hasn't.
They voted this stupid rule in.
Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's
Jewelers. Watch it cost us at some point. Watch it cost us.
Derek Barnett will probably get a sack and he'll taunt. Mark Schuller celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of great memories. Visit mark-jewelers.com. Len in Swedesboro. Len, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Len?
What's up? Moral victory Monday.
Yeah.
I was encouraged, going into the game. A lot of people said this is going to be the litmus test for the Eagles. You know, we'll last week kind of throw that one out. We'll see how we do. And I thought, for the most part, we stuck tough. A lot of opportunities blown in that first half, man. Like you guys said, we might have been able to put a foot on their throat and maybe have them tap out. But, you know, they made some adjustments in the second half, and saw what happened.
What are you thinking about when I'm looking at this offense, right? Mm-hmm. I look at the box score, and I'm looking at these numbers, and obviously Quez Watkins' numbers stand out. And I know the 49ers are good defense, but still they're missing a lot of players over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have been able to make some plays. And I'm just wondering with our receivers as a group. Mm-hmm. Now, we are excited about this group.
Right.
But it's looked like each receiver has one thing they do well. Not one receiver that has three things that he does well. It's like
right.
Yeah, it's like one receiver that possesses one trait. Quez Watkins is the deep guy.
Yeah.
Devontae is the route runner. Mm-hmm. Jalen is there as the third guy. He's better than
he can make some plays.
Yeah, but he's better than Greg Ward and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, so he's there. I can't get a group that has multiple things they do. And I'm trying to figure out, is it the play design or did we overrate the receiving core?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I know O.G. Wade is a big Hurts fan, but 9 minutes, 47 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Devontae Smith ran an NFL comeback route, ran past the sticks. As soon as he turned, that ball should have been in the air before he came out of his break. I tweeted that earlier today. Jalen Hurts held on to the ball too long. Now, we used to get on my guy Carson Wentz towards the end there for holding on to the ball too long. I'm not hearing a lot about Jalen holding on to the ball too long. He did a lot of that yesterday. Took off a lot of times. I thought I was watching him his freshman year back at Alabama. You know.
He did.
So he's got to start throwing the ball. I thought there was a lot of throws. No anticipatory throws, you know.
And that comeback play, Lynn, you're absolutely right. When he drives Josh Norman off the ball, making Josh Norman think he's going to go deep on him, and that's what Devontae has the ability to do. But he's so good at his route running, he's going to threaten that DB's cushion and then come back. But the moment he puts his foot in the ground to come back, that ball has to already be out. It just does, because that's the anticipating throw. Just like he threw that ball to Quez Watkins, he didn't wait. When he got to his back foot, he let that thing go. Because had he waited –
well, he had pressure coming up.
Oh,
he
was the big guy? Dickerson was in his lap, basically. Dickerson was being
pushed
in his lap. But he let that ball go with anticipation and let Quez Watkins run under it. So he just laid it out there and let Quez run under it.
Anticipation throw deep is a lot different than a guy who's going 8 yards and he's coming back.
Because it's a safe throw.
Right. Yeah.
It's a safe throw.
Worst case, you overthrow him or it's an incomplete.
Or it goes out of bounds over there.
Right.
Yeah, but that throw on the sideline, you got to hit that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be thinking, okay, Devontae, you know Devontae is your best route runner. You know what route he's running.
You can expect him to be open.
You should be anticipating that.
Yeah, agreed. Carson Wentz, according to Frank Reich today, double sprained ankle.
Yeah.
And it's too early to tell how severe and if he's going to play this week. But
I got money he plays.
I got money he plays, too, and he gets hurt again.
Yeah, he might get hurt again, but he ain't going out yet.
No.
That offensive line is worse than the Eagles' offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Okay.
No, it is. You gotta watch. You gotta watch the games.
I watch. I watch on Red Zone.
They're terrible.
He's running around. He's running for his life back there. But
it's the reason that he's doing that.
Yeah, the O line, or because he was running for his life here too a lot.
The O line was great.
Not last year, wasn't
it? Okay. Well, that makes sense.
All right. Pause for 60 seconds. Let me tell you about my hair. How about that? And what Dr. Glatton's hair team have done to me, because I was failing, I was thinning, everything that goes on when you start losing your hair. And then Dr. Glatton's team, hair restoration procedure, and you can see the after effects or the before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com. Go to any of my social media pages, and I actually have one page up on Instagram that has my before and after, where you can see, like, you know, I'm going bald. Right now I'm not. My hair is full and thick because of Dr. Glatt. Give him a call today. It's 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. Most experience, most success in hair restoration in Philadelphia. That's a fact. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. Let's go to Sean in Wilmington, Delaware. Sean, go ahead.
Whoa.
Hey, Sean? Hi, Sean.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, bro. What's up?
You said something. I really pay attention to stuff. And you said something just a little bit ago about Arcega Whiteside.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why he's still on this team. Maybe these guys are a little more Italian, but, you know, talent events than you think they are. Because did you notice, because he wasn't in this week, our wide receivers were terrible, pretty much. You know, not all the time.
And you think it's because of Arcega Whiteside?
Because did you watch the preseason? I know it was against the Jets, but
he
did exactly what they say he does. He went up there and took the ball, and then he broke two tackles and got a touchdown. He is a very physical. He's like Hines Ward, but for some reason,
minus the Hall of Fame resume, right?
Right, of course that. But what I'm saying is, I don't think the quarterbacks trust him because he doesn't really get open. But when you see what he did when he was, they said that's what he does.
I got what you're saying, Sean. Thank you. That they don't have a big physical receiver, so why not give Arcega Whiteside a shot?
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume that if the coaches thought that was a good idea, they would put him in there. I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, but I just don't know what else to say about Arthego Whiteside. Al in North Carolina. Al.
All right, John. How are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Al?
Good. Let me get this out of the way. You see King Henry show up yesterday in the Marks and Lee Fantasy League?
King Henry was excellent yesterday. Yes.
I had a terrible weekend. I mean, well, a terrible Sunday. Yeah, the fantasy teams, all three, lost.
Is that right?
Yes.
Why couldn't you see that last week when I played you, damn it? I didn't even look, honestly. I don't look till after the Monday games. I don't. Otherwise, I can't sleep.
Well, I
sometimes.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
What's up, Big Al?
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing that I am encouraged about, Javon Hargrave.
Yes.
Because last year he ain't do nothing, but these first two games,
yes,
and he's been doing some damage. So that's
Al, he really has, man. It's almost like we got a new player. Like I'm gonna just throw away last year. It's almost as if he wasn't even here last year. It's like we got a new free agent this year. I didn't see this player last year. This dude looks like he's on his way to the Pro Bowl tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, man. If he keeps it up. And
yes.
It's a shame about Brandon. And it's the same about both the Brandons, but Brandon Graham, man, because, you know, he didn't really know how long he was going to play, how many years he was going to have left to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets a major injury like this. That's a shame. And who you think is going to take his place, and how is that going to work out?
Well,
good question.
I would have naturally gone to Josh Hart, but then I thought about it. Does Josh Hart rush? Did I say Josh Hart?
Josh Sweat?
Why am I saying Josh Hart? Yeah, Josh Sweat. Josh Sweat, but does he rush from the left side? Right? He's usually over there with Derek Barnett rotating. Now, it makes a difference to some ends. The defensive ends, they get in a certain stance, and they're quicker off the ball that way. Some guys, it does not matter to.
Right.
But I don't recall Josh Sweat being on the left side very often. Maybe that's why Ryan Kerrigan was out there a little bit more. And he's a little bit more stout.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon plays the run well. So playing that left end, they may feel like,
they need
a guy that can play the run better over there as well. And Ryan Kerrigan, it ought to be interesting to see if they give Kerrigan those snaps instead of Josh Sweat. Because Josh Sweat didn't necessarily out-snap Derek Barnett yesterday.
No, I mean, he's getting paid to out-snap guys now, but you're not out-snapping them.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to that contract?
Yeah, it's too early.
Yeah, he's still a developing player.
These deals are great deals when the players turn out to be Jason Kelce, when they turn out to be Trent Cole, right? That's when these deals are good.
Right.
They get these deals to these guys and these late draft picks, and they feel like they got a steal and they want to get them signed early. Okay, and there's some other ones that it worked out in their favor. But then there's also some where you gave money away too early. And that money didn't necessarily make that kid reach his potential. It may have hampered it. It may have taken the sort of hunger and desire away from him that he needed. Right? Because you gave him the money. I'm not saying that's going to be Josh Sweat's deal. I am saying this is a kid that came out with injury issues, and he's been effective because he's not an every down player. Now you're going to make him
he's being paid like a full time player. Yeah, you're right.
Why is he the every down player?
No, you're right.
So
is this saying?
So are you getting production that matches that, or are you going to get the same production you got from a part time player?
Well, he had 6 sacks last year, 4 sacks in 2019, so 10 career sacks
as a part time player.
Right. He had no tackles yesterday.
Yeah.
He did have one quarterback hit, but had no tackles yesterday.
And what I mean, and the difference between being that part-time player is you're not out there on first and second down getting worn down. You come in
fresh
off the sideline, pin your ears back in an obvious passing situation, and get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's different than being the starter out there.
Yeah.
So, I like Josh Sweat. I just would have waited. I would have waited on my Mailata, and I like my Mailata. At least let him finish the year out as the starting left tackle and see what he does. Now, he's off to a great start. Now, that's probably going to be okay. Right? Like, that's probably going to be okay. Because you need him not to give up sacks and to be a turnstile. The problem for Josh Sweat is the only way you can quantify
sacks.
His true value is that. So Mailata just needs to be over there not giving up sacks every week.
Does this feel like that this is a we need a young end signed long term and Derek Barnett?
Yes, they know Barnett is not the answer.
And they're not going to pay him the money because for whatever reason they don't feel like they were looking to see something from him. And you saw something yesterday, another penalty.
Yeah, that's another reason not to pay him. But, I like both young players. I don't want to rush to do it. And then a year from now, we're like, man, that was a bad
deal.
The
Sweat thing surprised me just because of the money that was involved for somebody that isn't
$27 million guaranteed.
Isn't a high draft pick. And also, like, I mean, I like what I've seen from him the last 2 years. But you're paying to be a starter.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that's what he's going to be.
I'm assuming he's a rotational player making that. That's crazy.
I was going to say, rotational players make good money nowadays.
They do. No, you know what it is? It really is like I think we need to recalibrate that just average starters or good role players are making
good money
at premium positions, right?
Yep. That's the key, at premium positions.
215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Your reaction to the loss yesterday. 215-592-9494. Also, and Jack, I had a lot of complaints about your top 5 at 5 on Friday.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get it. It's all right.
Yeah, people did. Like, I had to text people and be like, no, he's trying to be funny. You're not getting it.
Yeah.
So you need to redeem yourself today. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz.
I always say, smart people find it funny. Dumb people don't find it funny.
Well, just be careful. 215-592-9494.
Never mind.
We'll get to your phone calls. Your reaction, was this an encouraging loss or a discouraging loss for the Eagles? We'll talk to you next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP, live from Chickens and Pizza in South Philly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.